Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 8th, Wednesday, day 128, 2019. Today's topic: Bible study cannot save you. Only Jesus can save you. Come to Jesus to have life. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 66, verses 16 to 20, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 21. John chapter 5, verse 1 to 23. Proverbs 14, verses 28 to 29. Now, today's main passages. John 5, 39 to 40. Jesus said, "You study the scriptures diligently, because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life." John 5, verse 24. Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life." 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26. "And the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with people." Verse 29 to 30. "Why do you scorn my sacrifice and offering that I prescribe for my dwelling? Why do you honor your sons more than me by fattening yourself on the choice parts of every offering made by my people Israel? Therefore the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised that members of your family would minister before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me, those who honor me I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained." Chapter 3, verse 1. "The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions." Verses 9 to 10. "So Eli told Samuel, go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening." Verses 19 to 21. "The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. Do you have a big question mark of today's topic? What? Maybe you ask, what? Why Bible study cannot save me? Why studying the Bible cannot save me? I have been in a lot of Bible study groups for many years. Do you want to say I have been wasting my time? Please listen carefully what Jesus says, explaining this very important question that lots of Christians do not understand. Jesus says, you study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. You may find answers from today's main passages I receive. Number one, Bible study cannot save you. Only Jesus can save you. Come to Jesus to have life. That's from John chapter 5, verses 39 to 40. Number two, those who fight for you in a war, who fight with you, with you in a war can be with you from death to life. No, from life to death. From life to death, yeah. Only Jesus can lead you to cross over from death to life, yeah. Number three, intimate with Heavenly Father, have favor from God and people. Despise our Heavenly Father, will be disdained. That's from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26, and then 29 to 30. Number four, the Israelites deserted God. Word of God was rare and not many visions. Samuel closed to God. He heard God's word and received visions. That's from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1, verses 9 to 10, verses 19 to 21. Now let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to have a very close distance with you, a relationship with you that we can pour out our souls so that we can be able to listen to you and receive visions from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how has today's message given you inspiration? Number two, what is your next step to have a very close distance with Jesus, a relationship with him that you can be able to listen to him and receive visions from him? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family members today's theme. Bible study cannot save you. Only Jesus can save you. Come to Jesus to have life. May the Lord bless you.